Have you noticed that Slim always seems to be leaning on something? It's true. He never stands up straight on his own two legs. He leans. This could be caused by simple laziness. I've suspected for a long time that Slim is, at heart and deep down where it really counts, a lazy man. Or perhaps his body is crooked and it just naturally falls into a slouching state whenever he's at rest, which is fairly often if you ask me. If they ever gave me full authority to run this ranch, I would, but never mind that. He was draped over the corner post and he was grinning at me.
Hey, Pooch, has anybody ever told you that you got mud on your nose?
There wasn't a simple answer to that question. Of course, I knew that mud existed on the end of my nose, but technically speaking, nobody had ever pointed it out before. But I was aware of it, and I was also aware of why it was there.
Have you been playing backhoe with your nose?
No, I certainly had not. Okay, maybe I had done some backhoe-type work with my nose, but I hadn't been playing. It was very serious business. Heads of ranch security don't play. We work, which was a concept he wouldn't understand.
You know, Hank, only your best friends would tell you this, but you look pretty silly standing there with a mud ball on the end of your nose.
I held my head at a proud angle and glared daggers at him. Not only was I not ashamed to have mud on my nose, I was proud of it. So there. Small minds will always find something to ridiculate. Ridicule, I guess it should be. Something to ridicule. When you do serious backhoe work with your nose, it becomes muddy. And that was nothing to ridiculate. He chuckled to himself and started walking towards the machine shed.
Well, if I was you, pup, I believe I'd get out of that garden. Sally Mae is liable to take a dim view of you planting bones in the midst of her tomato plants.
I had to admit that he had... Gee, was it so obvious that I had... that a strong wind or something had blown down a plant or two? Maybe so, and yes, leaving the garden area before certain parties arrived seemed a pretty good idea, even though the idea had come from one of the smaller minds on the ranch. You probably think that I left the garden right then. Not true. First, I scanned the entire garden area and committed to memory the locations of all three of my precious bones. See, a lot of your ordinary ranch mutts will go to the trouble of burying a bone and then leave. Only later will they realize that they have no idea where they left it. That falls into the category of dumb behavior. If you're going to bury a bone, doesn't it make sense to remember where you left it? Of course it does. That's what I did, and then I made a rapid exit, so to speak, from the scene of the accident. I felt pretty bad about the damage, but history has proven over and over that if you're going to make an omelet, you have to break a few tomatoes. On the other hand, I've heard Sally Mae and other leading experts on gardening say that tomato plants actually do better after they have been flailed, I believe they call it. Flailed or frailed or flogged. Whipped, beaten, thrashed with a stick. No kidding. Some people whack on their tomato plants with a stick. So, in a sense, you might say that I had actually helped Sally Mae with some of her gardening work. Hey, I was glad to do it. Sally Mae was a very busy wife and mother, and she had no business thrashing tomato plants in the hot glare of the sun's hot glare. I made my way back to the gas tanks. Drover was just as I had left him, conked out, snoring, wheezing, twitching, grunting, and doing all the other things he does in his sleep. I sat down and watched him for a few minutes. Did I make such noises in my sleep? I didn't think so. I also took this opportunity to figure out how I would break the sad news to him. At last, I came up with a plan, which began with a gentle wake-up call. Wake up, half-stepper! Arise and sing! Well, you won't believe this. I hardly believed it myself. And I was there and saw the whole thing. Before my very eyes, the little mutt arose and sang. Here's how it went. Only I'm going to do the singing instead of Drover. But I must warn you, I can't sing as badly as he. Murgle Skiffer pork chop on a summer day. Murgle Skiffer pork chops on a summer day. Skittle Ricky Snickle Fritz eat a bale of hay. Steak fat snorts. Sugar ants, steak, fat, snork, pork, chop, mork. Murgle Skiffer pork chop on a summer day. Skittle Ricky Snickle Fritz eat a bale of hay. Elephants, sugar ants, steak, fat, snork, pork, chop, mork. I listened to the entire mess. As far as I knew, Drover had done very little singing in his lifetime, and it certainly showed. It was pretty bad. I cleared my throat. Excuse me, but unless I'm badly mistaken, you are not only sleeping in the middle of the day, but you're also singing on the ranch's time. His eyes came into focus, and that silly grin of his slithered across his mouth. Oh, hi, Hank. You got a mud ball on the end of your nose. Oh, yes, I turned away and swiped my nose with a paw. Thanks. I can't imagine how it got there. Maybe you were digging. Don't be absurd, Drover, and don't try to change the subject. The point is that you were singing on ranch time.
Me? I was singing?
That's correct. On the ranch's time and during business hours.
I'll be darned. I can't even sing.
I noticed. Now brace yourself, Drover. I have some terrible news.
I don't think I can stand it. I just woke up and you know how I am in the morning.
It's not morning, son. The day's half over.
No, it's still morning. See where the sun is?
I beamed him a glare. Do you want to argue the time of day or hear some terrible news?
I think I'd rather argue. I hate terrible news. It always seems so terrible.
Exactly, and there's a reason for that. Terrible news seems terrible because it is. Now sit down and be quiet and brace yourself. I have to tell you something. He sat down and braced himself.
How terrible is it?
Be quiet and you might find out.
Okay.
He squeezed his eyes shut.
What if I can't stand it?
That's why I told you to sit down. When you can't stand something, you should sit.
Oh, that makes sense. I guess I'm ready.
Very well, here we go. Drover, it's my unpleasant duty to inform you.
That's enough. I can't take any more.
I haven't told you anything yet, you little weenie.
Yeah, but it's already so bad that my leg's starting to hurt. Maybe you could start with the good news first.
All right, we'll try it your way. The good news, Drover, is that your bones have disappeared. His eyes popped open. His jaw fell several inches.
That's not good news. That's terrible news.
I'm sorry, son. I had to trick you.
Yeah, but you tricked me.
That's what I just said, Drover. But I tricked you for your own good. Somebody had to trick you into facing reality as it really is.
I want to go back to bed. I want my bones. Oh, my leg.
I gave him a pat on the shoulder. I know this is hard on you, Drover, but there's more. I looked into his eyes and lowered my voice to a whisper. For you see, Drover, your bones were stolen by the Bone Monster. His eyes grew as wide as saucers.
You mean he was here?
That's correct.
The Bone Monster was here?
Exactly.
While I was asleep?
I've run out of ways of saying yes, Drover, but yes. All those things you have said are true and correct.
Oh my gosh!
He sat down and began scratching his left ear with his left hind leg. I noticed all these tiny details.
Tell me what happened.
All right, let's see here. I was giving you an important lecture on something. I don't recall the subject matter at the moment.
Yeah, it was pretty boring and I fell asleep.
I beamed him a hot glare. Do you want to tell the story or shall I?
No, you better do it, because I don't know what happened.
Fine. I'll tell the story and you concentrate on being quiet. You fell asleep. I left to do a quick sweep of the corrals and feed barn. On my return, I was astonished to see this creature standing in your bedroom.
Oh my gosh, what did he look like?
Just as you described him, Drover. A huge, hairy, shaggy, gorilla-type creature.
With red eyes that blinked on and off?
Exactly.
And long fangs?
Same guy. His teeth had begun to chatter.
Oh my gosh, Hank, it must have been the Bone Monster.
Pretty scary, huh? You probably think there wasn't a Bone Monster, that I was just making it up. That's what I thought too, but you'll soon find out. You'll see.